This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Calls are growing for the NFL to move the Green Bay Packers game in Brazil Friday night. The air quality in Sao Paulo is bad because of raging wildfires. Also, the Supreme Court has imposed a national ban on Twitter. Wisconsin Republican State Representative John Mako also points to crime in Brazil and concerns about the country's contentious election. President Biden's visit to Southwest Wisconsin this week is part of his effort to highlight his administration's Investing in America agenda. He's hitting the blue wall battleground states of Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. He's talking about efforts to build infrastructure and lower health care and energy costs. About 50,000 older people in Wisconsin can expect big savings on their prescriptions next year. Starting January 1st, out-of-pocket drug costs will be capped at $2,000 a year for people on Medicare Part D.
We have older Wisconsinites that are choosing either limiting their supply of their prescriptions, or they literally are taking resources that are used to pay for other essentials to sometimes cover the cost.
David Bowen is with AARP Wisconsin. The disgraced former chancellor at the University of Wisconsin in La Crosse is still fighting to keep his job as a tenured professor. The UW Board of Regents Personnel Committee meets later this month. Joe Gao was fired as chancellor in December for posting pornographic videos online. Among other things, revoking his tenure means Gao would lose his pension. Experts say getting involved in voting are good for your health. Craig Burns is a social work professor. He says it's true all the way down to local zoning laws.
Whether people have access to an affordable grocery store that sells healthy produce, or whether they have access to safe transportation.
Burns says voters should know local and state races are sometimes decided by just a few votes. A marathon swimmer is trying to cross Lake Michigan again. Jim Dreyer tried a few weeks ago, but his GPS malfunctioned and he accidentally got off course. He left the Michigan shore Monday night and hopes to make it to Milwaukee later this week. He actually made it across the Big Lake one other time more than 25 years ago in 1998. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. One person is dead after a UTV crash in Nisida this weekend. The Juneau County Sheriff's Office said it happened a little before 9 p.m. on Saturday. The driver, Victor M. Navas, age 52, from Chicago, was pronounced dead at the scene. The passenger in the front seat was wearing a seatbelt and received non-life-threatening injuries. The rear passenger was transported to an area hospital with life-threatening injuries. The driver and the rear passenger were not wearing seatbelts when the UTV crashed. The cause of the accident remains under investigation. There's an open house on Saturday at the Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department. You can visit Fire Station Number 1 on September 7th from 9 to noon. They'll have station, fire truck, and ambulance tours. You can come and meet the firefighters and try spraying a fire hose. They may even have a pop-up splash pad if the weather is warm enough. September is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. The Wood County Health Department is reminding us this topic is important because suicide is not discussed as much. The goal of this month is to make sure that everyone has access to the resources they need to talk about suicide prevention and get the help they need. You can be the one to help someone in emotional pain. It is okay to ask someone if they are suicidal. You can reduce a person's access to highly lethal items or places. You can be there to listen and help connect them to a crisis lifeline. Staying in touch after a crisis can make a big difference. 988 is the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. There's an open house event for Wisconsin State Patrol in Wausau this month. If you're interested in a career in law enforcement, you can stop in from 3 to 7 on Tuesday, September 17th. There's a mobile food pantry in Wisconsin Rapids on Friday. Focus is hosting the mobile food pantry on September 6th from 10 a.m. to noon or until they run out of food. They'll be at the Wisconsin Rapids City Garage, 1411 Chase Street. Enter off Clark Street from 16th or 17th Avenue. Please don't arrive early. This is open to the public for those in need of food. It's a drive-through event and the limit is one box per vehicle unless you're picking up on behalf of someone who is homebound. Need to take hunter's safety for the first time or need a refresher? The Adams County Sheriff's Office will host a DNR Hunter Safety course on 2 days in September. You'll need to attend on September 12th from 5 to 9 p.m. and September 21st from 8 to 4. It will be at the Adams County Community Center. You'll need to pre-register at gowild.wi.gov. Mid-State will host Wisconsin's Education Fair for 11th and 12th grade students. The fair will happen on the Wisconsin Rapids Mid-State campus on Tuesday, September 24th from 9 to 11 a.m. This is a free event and will have over 50 post-secondary options and resources, including colleges and universities, military, financial aid, and more. 11th and 12th grade students, along with their parents, guardians, teachers, and counselors, are invited. Registration is required. You can learn more and register at mstc.edu. Bear hunting season opens today. The season runs from September 4th to October 8th, with specific regulations based on a hunter's bear management zone. Dogs are permitted in zones A, B, and D. Hunters are required to know specific bear hunting regulations within the zone they are hunting. You can find out more at dnr.wisconsin.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The NFL season is now just hours away. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Green Bay Packers will open up the season Friday night in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. Coach Matt LaFleur says the Packers players are ready to get the season going.
I think our guys are truly excited. There's been a lot of work that's been put in from the end of last season to now. I think they are excited about the opportunity to go out there and compete, you know, in front of the world.
Quarterback Jordan Love is ready to get to work this Friday night.
I think everybody is very hungry, and I think the message this year is for us to go out and start fast, you know, not have any late season runs, you know, start out fast and, you know, kind of put people on notice for what we're going to do this year and what we're going to be about.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. on Friday. Tomorrow night, the Ravens and Chiefs get the NFL season started. The St. Louis Cardinals were able to move a game back up in the standings behind the Brewers with a 7-4 win in 12 innings last night. The game was tied at 3 going into extras before St. Louis got 3 runs in the 12th inning to win. Now Milwaukee is 10 games up on the Cubs and 11 on the Cardinals going into Wednesday night's series finale with St. Louis. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media this week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Pixar Studios is not without its share of mega blockbuster hits. They've got another one that just reached a huge milestone, as was predicted. Pixar's Inside Out 2 has become the highest grossing animated film of all time. The title was held for the last 5 years by the Lion King remake from 2019. The second Inside Out has passed $1.6 billion worldwide. The sequel is now the 9th highest grossing film of all time. Sometimes life can really kick your butt and deal you bad cards. Then there are people like George Clooney and Brad Pitt. The two were in Venice promoting their new film, Wolves, an action comedy where they both play criminal fixers. While talking with the press, they had to deny the fact that each of their salaries was $35 million. The two denied the claim, saying they were making millions and millions less, which by my calculations means they still could have pulled in about $30 million each. Wolves will be released on Apple TV September 27th after a limited theatrical run. Well, just like back to school stuff hitting the shelves in July, it's not too early to start thinking about horror films as we start our crawl toward Halloween. Prime Video just added several new scary films to its roster, including what's been called a gem from 2009 called Drag Me to Hell, starring Alison Lohman and Justin Long. Lohman's character has a curse put on her, sending her perfect life into upheaval. Speaking of Justin Long, he is in another scary flick called Barbarian that is worth a check out as well. Another scary movie getting pretty big hype was just acquired by Netflix. New Life is an indie film from the UK that is not a Netflix original but dropped on the streamer last weekend. It's a thriller that is pulling a 93% score on Rotten Tomatoes. The audience score is hovering around 70%, which probably means there is a surprise ending. This will be the place for all your recommendations leading up to Halloween. Another summer season at the movies says goodbye, but there were some encouraging signs at the gate. The last big weekend of the season saw Deadpool and Wolverine spend a fifth week at the top of the charts with a haul of over $15 million. The film showed tremendous staying power as it recently became the highest grossing R-rated movie ever. Coming in second place at the box office was Alien Romulus with a take of $9 million. Speaking of staying power, Twisters finished in third place at just under $8 million. The only new release to crack the top five was Reagan starring Dennis Quaid. The film opened to not so great reviews but still managed to come in fourth place and also bring in $8 million at the box office. And rounding out the top five is sleeper hit It Ends With Us starring Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni. The movie finished the weekend brand with just under $7.5 million, but is at $133 million domestically. It's been a good summer. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms late. Our low mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thundershowers in the low 70s. And then a little taste of fall with highs in the 60s by Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.